Oh, sorry, I'm very sorry. It seems that the call got disconnected. If
No
possible,
worries.
that we can continue with the survey.
Yes.
Okay. I will repeat the last questions. I was reading for you a statement about Mary Glossingham Perez, and I was asking you to rate from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you to support her? And the first statement says, Mary believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs, so the young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you to support her?
It's a long statement. I had trouble understanding, but I'd say maybe a 2.
Thank you, sir. The next one says, Mary isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the traits and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that a statement for you to support her?
4.
Thank you. The next one says, Mary is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profits above their voters' well-being, but Mary supports legislation to cap families' insulin cost at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you to support her?
1.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. I will ask you again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd district were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glossingham Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress, in this case, Joe Kent. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting him, or 0, that means
Please read slowly so that I can understand you.
Yeah, definitely. It says, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 election. And he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud here in Washington State. From 0 to 10, how, thank
Zero.
You, sir.
Zero.
The last one, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges and working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants
Mr.
to respond.
What? Please read that again. Mr. What?
Extremist Partisan Nonsense, he says. From 0 to 10, how would you rate it about the doubts you have to support him?
How would it what?
How would you rate the, if you have any doubts about support him in the next election. I will repeat. Zero means that you...
It has zero possibility of changing my mind not voting for him.
I understand. Thank you so much. And after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
More likely.
Thank you so much. And what is the most convincing reason for you to support him in Congress, in your own words?
I think the most important.
Mm-hmm.
She has no concept of what is important in governance. She's woke and insists on doing things which are bad for us and ridicules things that are good for us. How's that?
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Just the last few questions. For statistical purposes only, we almost done. Thank you so much for your time. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
1 year of graduate work.
Thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed? Thank you, sir.
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Okay, the choices are never... It's a bad question again, but I have to say conservative.
Okay, thank you, sir. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once a month.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. I do appreciate your time and kindness helping me with these questions, okay? I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, if you're going to communicate to people, you need to speak slowly and enunciate clearly. You have a very strong accent, and it's very hard to understand what you're saying.
Okay. Your advice is taken, sir. Have a great day.